go off the fucking top, bro. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, welcome back to fucking Crazy Cat Conversations. This is your host, Big Cat, and the other one is Dutch Zane. Dutch Zane with a T for some reason. Okay.
I'm salty.
Yeah. Why?
Because you didn't ask me if I wanted food before
in your bitch, fucking... I asked you before, and you said, nah, I'm not hungry right now. So I went ahead and ordered General Tso chicken with pork fried rice and an egg roll, my nigga.
That's nice, and I'm going to have some of it. You ordered Uber Eats without me. I'm sitting right here. You asked me if I was hungry an hour ago.
Which I always make sure that you fucking get fed.
And I know, which is why fed. I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Appreciate me starving. When I don't give.
I'm starving. Because
you always get, and now I deprive you of it.
Oh, he trying to tell me I'm fat.
You're not fat. Well, you keep... Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that. Mom, what you doing right now? You paying attention? So what's up? What are we talking about today? Let's fuck this monkey, nigga.
Oh, I knew you was into bestialities on the low.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know. The sky. Now, you know what's up for real? Those seasons are changing.
Yeah, the seasons.
This is that bipolar-ass weather.
Bipolar-ass bitches.
Hey, how you doing? Don't you get like 3 seasons in 1 day here now? Like,
I'm thinking about leaving the stratosphere, nigga.
Here, let me get you that rocket pack. We're out of here, this bitch. I can't.
Look, Texas, we have a problem.
I heard they put a man on the moon out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fucking put you through the fucking roof.
Look, baby, it's all right. They won't find your body. You know what I'm saying? No face, no case.
Same goes to you. I will fucking literally eat you, nigga.
Ew, you're weird.
If I ever murder you, be sure I'm going to shit you out.
I can't. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, I just don't think my meat would taste good. It's not enough fat to make it flavor in your meat. Yeah, nigga.
Put you in a fucking soup, my nigga.
Oh, my God. Make a stew.
Yeah.
Yo, you will fucking start selling plates. Niggas will keep coming back.
You're probably like, this meat tough. It's good. It's hearty.
What is it? It's a little... Yo,
fucking warm, hearty soup, nigga.
Oh, my God. Like a sancocho?
Yeah, I save your teeth and make a fucking necklace out of it.
You're a barbaric.
Yeah, I sure am.
I mean, what kind of necklace you gonna get with these shits?
It'll be like... Did you kill a primate?
Yo, I had a friend.
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't a man hater, but she tattooed literally a woman holding 2 like men hands in her hand, like in each hand, with a necklace of dicks around her neck. And I was like, what message are you sending? I was like, do you hate men? And she was like, no. I was like, you have a woman with two.
Does she have like her fucking side shape?
I mean.
Does she wear like colorful ass hair color?
No, but. She was very masculine presenting.
What the fuck does that mean?
She
wore dicky pants in the fucking yes. Sunday?
Yes.
That bitch definitely hate niggas.
And big old basketball jerseys.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch. I don't hate men. Bitch, what you doing?
I just want
to
say...
That's some daddy issues and some brotherly love that was left unchecked. Nigga.
I mean, there might be some truth to that, but I don't think that all masculine presenting women hate men. That's definitely not the case. I think this one did, though.
Okay, it's usually the fucking... Yo, I hate living in the fucking main street, my nigga. Anyway, it's usually bitches...
Authenticity for the city.
Yeah, yo, we in fucking New York, yo. No, we're not.
Yeah, adjacent.
Yeah, whatever. What were we saying? Your fucking man-hating ass friend?
Look, she had some chemical imbalances, I believe.
I bet she fucking did. How's that working out for her?
Who knows? Because we're no longer friends.
Oh, the man hated her.
Well, no, I think because of her chemical imbalances. Seriously, she has some aggression issues.
I see some bitches like take, and I say this with all due respect, suck my dick because I don't care. I think bitches nowadays, like, they take shit extremely too far. And niggas do too. You're like, oh, well, you know, I'm a blueberry ass drinking nigga. And
what?
You know what I'm saying? Like
No. Take, I'm trying to follow.
When people take sides and then just like, that becomes their identity.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Like, if you're a feminist, but then you go the left field with it and then you end up hating men.
From one extreme. They go to extremes with like their convictions, if you will.
That's your fucking identity taking over.
Yeah, no. You have to be a multifaceted person.
Like, nigga, I like going to the gym. What the fuck you honking at, nigga? You fucking going nowhere. You live in New Jersey.
He's at a red light. Hurry up and go faster for this red light.
Fucking
hurry up and go faster.
On your fucking license.
Who are you? I don't even know you, my guy.
Fucking, we'll be back right after these short messages because my fucking mom keeps calling me. And we're fucking back. My mom had to call me because she didn't know how to fucking function her internet properly. whatever. I'll go after we record this shit. So what were we talking about? Your man-hating friend?
No, we were talking about people who hold fast to ideals and let it basically encompass their whole identity.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that shit. Because I go to the gym, but I'm not a fucking meathead. I'm not always talking about the gym, my nigga.
I mean, you definitely promote fitness. You know what I mean?
Go to the gym. I'm not like, well, you know, body positive. Go to the gym. It's better.
I mean, whatever shape you are.
Nah, fuck that. Go to the gym.
A size fit is what we like to encourage.
Go to the fucking gym. This is your advice. This is the moment you've been waiting for. This is the signal. Go to the fucking gym.
Take care of your meat bag.
Yeah.
Which is you.
You don't want to look like a fucking meat bag.
I mean, look, different strokes for different folks.
You fucking... Let me ask you something.
What's up?
As a former fat guy myself, I'm still pretty a little chunky, but...
Oh, you chunky, baby. You thick. I like it.
Let's not cap. I get hoes. I get bitches.
Oh, that's nice, baby, but you thick, though.
Yeah, because I work out. Now,
if prior... If you didn't, you would be big.
Prior to me not having hoes, I was pretty fucking fat, and that ain't happening.
He was a pudgy dude. This is true.
Yes. Go to the gym. Overall, it'll make you feel better. And that's my spiel on that. I'm not holding back.
I'm going to say, to counter that, yes, I agree. Go to the gym. I agree. Be fit. But that doesn't have to look like a particular shape or size. As long as you are healthy and as long as you have strength to be able to pull yourself up if there's like some kind of apocalyptic, you know, thing happening. What if you fall off a cliff? How you going to pick yourself up and not die off the cliff? That's all I'm saying.
Don't eat the whole fucking ice cream fucking box. Don't do that shit.
Moderation is what he's trying to say.
Like, you eat a fucking dozen donuts. What? Why would you eat that unit of anything?
Because sometimes it happens and they don't realize.
Why? Are you depressed? Why don't you go to the gym? It goes full circle.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. Okay, so I recently started going back to the gym because, you know, from COVID or whatnot. And I've been back in the gym for like 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
My first workout... Like, it was slow to go, but by the middle of it, I felt good.
Yeah, fucking
felt great. I felt good. Yeah, like, I was surprised. Like, I almost felt like a high. I guess this is what they talk about, like, that elevated feeling you get when you work out. I left the gym, I walked home, and I was in a good-ass mood.
Exactly. Like, you think I'm always in a good mood? When I get upset, then I just
you start working out?
Earlier, you fucking, they I, had...
What? Oh, okay. Yeah, you went to the gym, baby.
No, nah, fuck that. I'm putting it on the fucking air.
Oh, my God.
These motherfuckers are not doing it.
I'm kidding.
Because, you know, I'm not ashamed of what the fuck transpired. Because you know what? Bitch, I'm me.
You're you?
I'm me, and I'm proud of what I'm handling shit.
Look, let me tell you something. Just because you're you doesn't mean that you're sitting on a righteous horse.
Well, this horse feels fucking mighty good, nigga. This horse is worried about himself.
You know, when a motherfucker's in an echo chamber, everything feels good to them.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
An echo chamber is a term, basically, that means when you surround yourself with like voices and all you hear are opinions and perspectives that are in alignment with your own.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, your perception of reality, for that matter, gets distorted and it becomes difficult for you to be open to or comprehend opposing views. That is what an echo chamber is.
Well, it's a motherfucking vacuum chamber in here, bitch, because I'm always right in my head.
Oh, at least you know what's in your head. If you feel a fucking way, take it up with the fucking city of nobody, and
file a fucking complaint.
You're not like a small municipality on your own?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And talk into the fucking thing.
Oh, shit, my bad.
You're over there fucking fidgeting your nutsack and shit.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah, all right.
Should we be comfortable? That's how things go naturally.
Yeah, naturally, and not fake laugh.
Hey.
Or try to be overtly funny.
I mean, be yourself.
I'm being my fucking self.
I'm here for it. Free-flowing shit.
Fucking don't give a fuck about motherfucking cars passing by and shit.
This is the sound of reality.
This is the sound of reality.
This is an everyday.
Hey, Copernicus, nice fucking shoes.
I'm done with you. Copernicus.
Fucking guy over here walking in.
Yeah, oh my God. I did actually hear a lady yelling outside the window just now, and she had a fucking attitude. Yeah. Yo! Oh my God.
I have a question.
What's up?
Why do lesbians all dress like Puerto Rican barbers?
That was a very insensitive generalization.
No, it wasn't. I'm being truthful. Don't you dare mute it.
Lesbians are not a monolith.
I don't give a
Do you
fuck.
Know what a monolith means?
No, go ahead.
Monolith.
What's a monolith?
Shut your ass up. A monolith meaning one note. Mono meaning one, lift as in note. So a monolith. Just like they say, like, all black people the same, this and a third. No, there are many types of, like, you know, different types of black people. And just like there's many different types of lesbians. So all...
I'm glad that fucking bike went over that shit. Fucking boring ass conversation.
No, it's the
truth. I'm asking you as a representative of the lesbian community.
I used to identify as a lesbian.
Why, ambassador?
Okay.
Why do you dress like Puerto Rican barbers?
Okay, first off, lesbians are not a monolith.
Air Jordans. Sweatpants for dick that's not there.
No, baby. The thing is...
In white tee.
They dress a full spectrum. Just like... Okay, so you're right now... You're referring to masculine-presenting lesbians of a certain type? Yeah?
Do you think I'm going to apologize after this?
No, but what I'm saying is you. I'm clarifying what you mean. Because there are many types of lesbians, just like there are many types of heterosexual men.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some heterosexual men like to wear bow ties.
Look at you. You went into a whole fucking spiel... You're thinking I'm ignorant. I just made you go on a fucking tangent. Because I know.
Are you a puppet master?
I am a puppet
master. You motherfucker. Stop pulling my strings.
Brings it all the way fucking back.
I'm going to fucking let my string pop you right in the face. That shit going to go bloop. It's going to get you in the eye. You're going to be like, ah, shit, I shouldn't have did that. That's what happens.
Bitch, I'm wearing a tank top right now. I will beat your ass.
Oh, I'm so afraid of you. I'm so afraid.
You should be afraid of that booger.
All right, we're back again. You know, my nap time alarm went off and I had to interrupt all the juiciness over here.
Yeah, okay. Fucking National Geographic fucking conversations.
No, what were we just talking about?
Lesbian worship.
The full spectrum of self-expression. You know what I'm saying? For women loving women. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know I sound like some kind of like... HR conversation?
Like, nah. You could take it up with HR at crazycatconversations.
@gmail.com. There you go, baby. I'm here for you.
Thank you for being here for me.
You know how it is.
Just like Air Jordan's been there for the lesbian community.
With the white souls. Give me two pairs.
Wearing fucking E-Nice fucking outfits.
Aniche, nigga.
Aniche?
Aniche.
You know it's supposed to be pronounced NYC.
Who said that?
The fucking guys that made it.
You know what? Good for them, but everybody called it Aniche in the hood.
Aniche, exactly, from the hood.
Mm-hmm, from the hood. Where'd I grow up? Exactly. Thank you very
fucking
much.
Fucking slums of India, nigga.
Slums of India. All I want is clean water.
Jesus Christ. We're going to take that out.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
That's true.
Yeah,
fuck. Motherfuckers, look, Americans don't have clean water either.
Yo, let me tell you something, bro.
What you want to tell me?
Let me know your address so I can shit in your street.
I'm done with you. Don't throw scat at my door. I know what you went to.
Yeah, I'm shit on it.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it.
You gonna help your mom with her cable?
She can fucking wait. Damn, we doing a fucking podcast real quick.
Yo, I'm here for
it. One of your hoes texting you.
Yes, one of my hoes did text me, and the hoe was not female.
Okay. Bitch, like.
What? I'm just saying that term is universal. I'm out here. I'm out here for equal treatment.
Nah, man. Don't use gardening equipment.
Treat people like people.
Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? You got to treat yourself like people. You heard me? It's like not doing it. I'm kidding, by the way. I'm feeling feisty today.
I could tell you. I was going to say, you spicy. You beat me to it. You spicy. You extra picante right now.
Picante, yeah.
You full picante? Is that the energy left over from the gym?
Yeah.
I can tell. Don't worry. We're going out tonight.
And doing what?
I mean, you could be some ass and get the rest of that energy out.
Yeah?
Yeah. The host of the party has invited us to join scenes if we would like to.
I'm leaving my handprint in a nigga chest today. I'm telling you.
I mean, it might happen.
It might happen.
It might happen.
It most likely will happen. Look at my charm. I'm charming.
I mean, look. I want to see you top a dude. You down for that today?
Top? Like carrot top?
As in impact top?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that. Actually, I did. I just wanted to explain it. Had it both ways.
So a top is usually the person who is the doer and not the receiver. That would be the bottom in a situation.
Okay, cool. Whatever. I'm down for whatever.
Yay. Fun time.
Fun time.
I want all the empanadas.
Yo, I'm about to have me this Chinese food. That shit about to go in my ass.
Bro. I really don't believe you didn't invite me to your order. You were stingy as fuck.
Bitch, I'm the last nigga you should call Cindy.
That word should have never left my mouth.
You got me. Right. You got me fucked up.
All right, to the listeners, like I gotta eat those words because that's
so. I'm about to eat your whole fucking phone. Hey, then,
look, he keeps me fed. Yeah, I'm gonna just vouch for it.
This bitch is still skinny. All right, this has been Crazy Cat Conversations. This is your host, Big Cat,
and this is Dutch and Zane.
Reach us at crazycatconversations@gmail.com.
crazycatconversations@gmail.com. Yes,
whatever that meant, because I'm infuriated right now.
Like, he's going to go get.
Fucking dare you?
Whatever, you know you want to share those Uber Eats with me, baby. Say bye to the people.
I fucking might.
Okay, a couple. Bye. Of minutes. Bye.